Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Mr. Anonymous. He didn't give me a topic. So what I wanted to do is make a summary video of what I want to say or have hopefully said on a live stream that's on August the 1st with Terrence Pop, Blake, Aaron Clary, TFM, and Joker. There will be a link to that stream in the description. The topic, of course, is alternative platforms. Joker over at the Better Bachelor channel on YouTube has decided that he's going to be leaving YouTube permanently sometime over the next few months, and going to Locals and Rumble because there's a plan by big tech corporations like Google, Facebook, and PayPal, where if you're deplatformed from one of those places, then you're Alex Jones, then erased from all of them. No more Gmail, Google Maps, PayPal, and Facebook page forever. So before that happens to him, Joker is going to move to Alt-Tech. That's what this chat is all about. What alternatives are worth it and the problems and successes that we've had. But I also think it's important to get to the root cause of this instead of just running and hiding from the wokesters. But before I discuss more, let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection. Tim Patton has written 5 MGTOW books. MGTOW is Forever is the latest and is a great introduction to MGTOW. If you've been injured on the job and need help, disabled and unable to work is for you. MGTOW Building Wealth and Power helps you empower your finances. Masculinity is Our Future is about how the world sees masculinity as toxic and what it means to be a man. Finally, MGTOW Why I Cheat. When a woman named Marcia read this book, she wanted to scream out loud, "Why is MGTOW a real thing?" Thanks for pushing her buttons, Tim. All 5 books can be found at the sponsor link down below. Anyways, now back to the diversification of Manosphere content Clown World show. I respect Joker for deciding to burn the boat, so to speak, as he gets away from YouTube. He's scared that the next thing they might take away at some point is our ability to bank or participate in Soycity. So losing a massive chunk of his income right now and diversifying in Alt-Tech is the answer. Or is it? We keep fighting the woke mobs that keep taking over one part of society after another. The latest buzz has been environmental social governance. Environmental governance is a fancy way of saying that we're going to raise your taxes on things like fossil fuels, so you can't afford them anymore and thus lower your standard of living. That is, of course, unless you can afford to put up solar panels and drive an electric-powered vehicle. Then we'll give you tax credits even though we don't care about how dirty the mining is to get the lithium out of the ground to manufacture those so-called green technologies. The social governance is all about making sure you fall in line with the official corporate media narrative, or we're going to limit your ability to communicate with others online and use services like banking, travel, social media, and go to restaurants and public places. Social governance is a fancy way of saying social credit system in the West. Each corporation will keep an eye out on your behavior independently, and then share what they learn from your thinking and purchasing habits with other corporations, and then they might screw you over. As content creators, we could run to all tech platforms and build them up, and try to get the network effect going and build up an audience and survive financially. But at some point, all tech will come under attack by the social justice, social governance mob, and possibly get shut down. Also, governments might come after us, so we're going to have to run yet again. There's an old line from that Star Trek film, First Contact, where Picard says, "We have to draw the line here and no further." He says that the Borg attack and they fall back, and it happens over and over again. Most of us content creators are fighting an information war, and we all find ways to cope with the fact that things are getting worse and not better. Aaron Clary is trying to escape reality by going on epic road trips in the wilderness on his motorcycle, all over America's West. West of the Mississippi. I'm coping by collecting vintage toys and trying to escape into the nostalgia of the 1980s, with my eventual goal to start an 80s museum. I'm coping by reliving the past. Better Bachelor is riding around in his Puff the Magic school bus and is pretending that he's the littlest hobo. By the way, I love that 80s show from Canada. See what I mean about my obsession with nostalgia. Next thing you know, I'll dress up as a dog for Halloween and ride around an open boxcar singing the Littlest Hobo theme song. But seriously, Joker is avoiding paying rent and taxation by hitting the road on an adventure. TFM is busy falling in love with Celestina, his sex doll. She comes to life when he falls asleep and goes out and rides the cock carousel behind his back. Terrence Pop seems to be coping by pouring himself a menagerie with a whole bunch of weapons behind him. But alcohol and swords don't seem to mix. He also seems to talk a lot about redheads, but he's going his own way. I keep getting the feeling that eventually he's going to live stream from the liquor store. Just for the record, I've traveled to most of the places Aaron Clary has gone to. I have 2 sex dolls. I fantasized about driving around the country in an RV called Large Marge 2 so I can relate to all the forms of escapism that I just mentioned. My point is, we're all guys in our 40s that understand what's going on in the world today. But in many ways, we're powerless to stop it on a mass scale. We're waging guerrilla warfare and dropping truth bombs about female nature and woke leftist mentalities, as much as we can. What we are doing will work if there are enough of us doing it, but the incentives are slim, especially after YouTube demonetized most of us, and all MGTOW channels. We aren't really fighting the left and feminists by going onto all tech platforms. We're fighting religious zealots, and reasoning won't work on them. In the West, Christianity is dead or dying, and the left is building its own religion. What is happening right now kind of reminds me of what happened in the film I watched 12 years ago called Agora. It took place in Alexandria, and Christianity started spreading through pagan Alexandria right after the Roman Empire collapsed, and there were woke mobs that were destroying old culture and belief systems. You can't reason with religious zealots. The Ark Encounter creation of Noah's Ark in Kentucky has dinosaurs in it. How do you rationalize with people that believe that happened in America? If you're an American, you need to make your choice. You can either side with an America built on the foundations of the Bible Belt, or the other America that's built on the foundations of critical race theory and socialism. But you can't do both. If you're like any of us that want to be free to think for yourself, unfortunately the vast majority of people out there want to find an existing religion or ideology and slaw right into it, so they feel like they belong with other human beings instead of being all alone in the wilderness. Most people are selfish, insecure, and they crave attention. In that Agora film, the main characters one by one converted to Christianity because they didn't want to live like second-class citizens and risk death. In our society, the vacuum left behind by Christianity is the problem. Toronto is now the feminist capital of Canada and probably North America, and at one point it had the most churches per capita. Faith and belief doesn't just disappear. It gets converted into something else. Does that mean that we in the manosphere need a belief system with network effects that we can all unite behind? We might need to do that if we want to counter the woke religion that's attacking us. Unfortunately, telling guys that they're free to think whatever they want and do whatever they want in life only reaches a small minority of men. We will move to other alt-tech platforms like BitChute, which has finally started growing again, as well as Rumble and Odyssey, which are growing fast too. Odyssey seems to be everyone's favorite right now because you receive payment in cryptocurrency. You can stream on it and it doesn't censor your content the way that BitChute has because of the laws in the UK. But I suspect that eventually the religion of woke will come for those too. I don't know about you, but I'm sick and tired of running and hiding. At some point, even with crowdfunding, I suspect that people that support us will get punished. Apparently, I even read that if someone sends TFM money on PayPal, if they could, which I believe that they can't as he's been kicked off or something, that they'll track you and then they'll punish you based on social governance. PayPal will share your address and personal information with Google and other companies and have you digitally unpersoned if you pay to support the wrong people. At some point, every transaction will be scrutinized, so you'll have to send money to an anonymous crypto address and then have the money sent to second anonymous crypto addresses for the person that you want to support. Anonymous crypto might be the only way to go in the future. We seem to be approaching a situation where we either get a true free market in the next 10 to 20 years, or we live in a totalitarian state. It's all or nothing now. I'm also kind of hopeful about the so-called Freedom Phone, and we'll see if anyone is willing to dump their Apple or Samsung phones, which will basically help us stay independent. As for escapism, the next level is to leave the country. Once Christianity broke down, then the next thing that broke down in America was nationalism. You can still have America hold together if everyone believes they're Americans. But once you lose both belief systems, people look for anything else that they can believe in. Hence Trump derangement religion and cancel culture. There is no way to reason with religious zealots that expect you to atone for your sins of being politically and socially incorrect. Their identity is all about destroying your identity. One of those other alt-tech platforms, MGTOW.TV, which I put a link to in the description, has been constantly dealing with denial of service attacks. On BitChute, I have downvote mobs from the extreme right, making the comments section absolutely useless. So I had to shut that down. Unless America gets some of its national pride back, many of us might have to move to Eastern Europe. Countries over there still have a strong sense of nationalism because a war every 40 years in the Balkans isn't a travesty. It's tradition. Your identity over there is about choosing a side so you can survive. In the meantime, many of us content creators are fiddling like Nero while Rome burns around us. But unlike Nero, we don't have the power to stop the burning process. There are three types of warfare: kinetic, information, and financial warfare. Most of us are fighting the information war with our content, and the financial war by getting crypto and investing in our future. but we can't fight a kinetic war for obvious reasons. And even if we wanted to, there doesn't seem to be anyone out there willing to water the Tree of Liberty with their blood anymore. The woke religion is much bigger than us, and I guess the smart move is to evade our enemy, because as Sun Tzu says, if your opponent is bigger, then that's what you're supposed to do. You evade him. I'm sure that we all want to fight, but none of us are going past information and financial warfare. Even guys like Tim Pool are basically raising chickens on his compound, which is his version of escaping from reality. Just imagine him in the country barefoot wearing a straw beanie and overalls. Yeehaw! As for fighting woke culture, when I was a Christian, all the crazy stuff going on in our world right now would be evidence of the Mark of the Beast kind of shit, without God coming in to save us. But I don't think we're that lucky. Yes, it's great that we're moving to other platforms like Odyssey to pay us in crypto, as well as MGTOW.TV, which I've earned my very first $25 on, or even Rumble, which is monetized. But I suspect that governments run by wokesters will force changes onto content from above. Do we leave to another country where we have freedom of speech, or do we stay and fight? There were many Europeans that left the continent before the Second World War, and it saved their lives. Many of them left to Latin Central and South America as well. I don't think those places will go as woke as the West, but I could be wrong with the crazy feminists in Brazil recently. Many countries south of the border have gone through leftist communism for decades now, so I assume that they won't want to go back to it anytime soon. Also, China is not a communist dictatorship. It's the perfect fascist dictatorship, and now the idea is to spread that system of governance and control to the rest of the world. There's an author named Stein Ringen that wrote a book called The Perfect Dictatorship, China in the 21st Century. I fear that they're going to export that system everywhere else, in addition to cheap dollar store crap. Unless we create a place for people to belong in the manosphere, then we're doomed in the long run. Most content creators only build a place big enough to save us our own little small piece of the attention economy, to feed our egos and pay our bills. Only when those things are taken care of can we actually take care of bigger things. As manosphere content creators, we need more think tank sessions to find solutions so we can stay multiple steps ahead of the social governance state. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Mr. Anonymous for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that the elites will try and smash freedom of speech. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Gab, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the men in the manosphere falling into hedonistic pursuits and escapism away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.